We have a special guest preacher today in chapel. I want to introduce him. Why don't you be seated for just a moment? Reverend Dr. Walter M. Brown is an ordained elder in the Central Georgia jurisdiction of the Churches of God in Christ. Why don't you stand up so we can at least see who you are? Welcome. Good to have you here. He's an ordained elder in the Central Georgia jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ. From 1985 to 2005, he enjoyed a distinguished career as a Navy chaplain, ministering to the Department of Defense personnel and their families while conducting workshops and seminars around the world. He's the founding pastor of Bethany Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida, and an adjunct professor at Columbia College in Jacksonville, Florida. He has also worked as the chaplain for Shands Hospital and Trauma Center. Shands is the University of Florida hospital here in town. He organized Operation Dandelion, an outreach ministry that teaches ethical decision-making classes in the alternative middle school setting. He is a graduate on the Hands-On Jacksonville Blueprint for Leadership cohort class of 2011 and 2012, graduate of Barnes Family Entrepreneurship Bootcamp for Veterans with Disabilities at Syracuse University. Pastor Brown is the founder of Kingdom Minded Association of Churches, a newly formed fellowship that trains, guides, and educates new church pastors and Christian leaders. He has completed degrees at Georgia State University, a Bachelor of Social Work, the Interdenominational Theological Center, Master of Divinity, Emory University, Master of Theology, Webster University, Master of Arts in Counseling, and Columbia Theological Seminary, Doctor of Ministry degree. Dr. Brown has published numerous articles and three books, including Igniting Prayer's Passion and Power in Us and Why the Wilderness, God Sends Angels After We Go Through. I want to read that one. That's a fascinating title. And then the workbook, a study guide to go with that book. He and his wife of 40 years, former Beryl Thompson, have three children. We welcome to the pulpit, not yet, of the Robert E. Weber Institute for Worship Studies, Dr. Walter Brown. It's really wonderful to have you here. And one of the greatest endorsements, my good friend Dennis Andrews, who preached here last night, said Walter is like my twin brother, because wow, you guys are so similar to one another in terms of your character, your love of Jesus, and your ministries as well. So welcome to Dr. Brown.
Good morning. The first thing I want to do is set my timer. Now, this is probably not a good time to say this, but I am deaf on a lavalier mic. I have destroyed many. And when the sound technician came running at me, saying, "Give me the mic, give me the mic," I said, "Not yet." My wife's iPhone would not work properly, so we sought out a Verizon store. The iCloud feature kept popping up and blocking other important features and would not cancel, no matter how many times we hit the cancellation tab. You ever heard? We had to reset the cloud to fix the problem. I discovered more about the cloud, the iCloud, than ever before. With the cloud, we could store all her important information. The iCloud linked her phone to other Apple devices. The iCloud allowed her to share information with a family of users. It stores, it links, it shares. That iCloud is special. There's something special about the cloud associated with these witnesses in Hebrews 12. Though there are other biblical cloud references, this one in the lesson text is different. Different than the God-directing cloud in Exodus. Different still than the cloud Ezekiel reports as a sidekick to God's glorious presence. Or still different from the megaphone cloud God used to announce his son in Matthew 17. Here's the initial difference. In the aforementioned cloud examples, they show God inspiring and directing God's people. But in Hebrews, this cloud of witnesses shows God in people inspiring and directing God's people. And this God in us witness cloud is forecast to continue on a Jesus trajectory. Now, this cloud is stored with an extraordinary example of faith. This cloud links us to an ever-expanding biblical cosmos that is larger and more energetic than we can sometimes even think or imagine. Yes. This cloud allows, it also shows that we are a part of a special family of believers who are looking for the joy that was set before Jesus. The Hebrews writer contains the already completed and expands to the not yet finished and blossoms to the whosoever will. Yes. It too stores, it too links, it too shares. We have in our hands the divinely inspired testimony of the already completed. We know them, we know their stories, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and others. We can assess their stored information as easy and as often as we dare. We're also linked by reading and learning, by developing and growing, by interacting and struggling to other examples of this God-conscious cosmos that is all around us. We have examples like a theologian whose "Here I Stand" declaration reformed a religion, Martin Luther. A national leader who risked the destruction of a union to promote equality for all, Abraham Lincoln. A sojourner whose truths blazed a trail of freedom for those enslaved, Sojourner Truth. Yes. And a reflectful dreamer whose dream stirred a nation, Martin Luther King. Yes. Numerous are the examples, and you and I are a part of this family of God looking for the joy that was set before Jesus. Amen. I believe we preach, we worship, we serve in an effort to aid the natural spread of this cloud of witnesses. We work to facilitate this burgeoning, blossoming, whosoever will. This family of believers that includes but is not limited to those born, but those not yet born. Those who may be presently defeated, but who are already marked for future triumph. Those who may be in bondage now, but are soon to be free. We are part of a shared family, a cloud, as it were, of believers who are earnestly looking for the joy that was set before Jesus. This is what I want to leave you with. I believe the preached word must call us into action and into account. We have work to do. We must seek to expand access to this family, to this cloud, rather than restrict entrance. Yes. Our cloud must not malfunction. We don't need a password to reset. All we need is to open that hallowed book and concentrate on its wonderful content. As author Bruce Barton said, he says it like this: we must loose our faith from the reins of those who seek to encumber its enormous exponential growth. In his book, The Man Nobody Knew, he gives a portrait of Jesus, the joyous Jesus, the loving Jesus, the inclusive Jesus, a Jesus with a gospel that will spread like wildfire exposed to dry kindling if we'd only let it. He presents a Jesus that hardly anybody knows, not a restrictive Jesus, but an all-inclusive Jesus who allows the people of God to come into a place of refuge no matter where they are from. And he points to a time in our biblical history where this was not so. And he warns us, and I'll leave you with this quote: No wonder the authorities tremble. They were not fools. They recognized the implications of the teaching. Either Jesus' life or power must go, or they must. No wonder succeeding generations of authorities have embroidered his ideas and corrupted it so that the simplest faith in the world has become a complex thing of form and ritual, of enforced observances and thou shalt not. It was too dangerous a power to be allowed to wander the world unleashed and uncontrolled. I say to my brothers and sisters who are here, unleash the power. Expand the cloud. Don't restrict its entrance. Believe in a Jesus who embraces all, who loves all, who cares for all. And this is the most important thing I will say this morning, right before I take my seat. A Jesus who died for all. God bless you.